Okay, so let me go ahead and dive into the agenda. So first of all, I want to make an IP note. These calls are open to the public. However, if you've not agreed to the group's IP policy, which you do when you join the group through the W3C website, then officially we can't entertain substantive technical contributions. That's about making sure that IP provenance is clear all the way through an open standard. So you're welcome to join the group. It doesn't cost anything. But if you're here as a guest, please don't. I'm not even sure what it means, substantive technical contributions, but that's the rule of thumb.
Don't talk about right, patents. Don't talk about intellectual property. Don't talk about anything that you want a copyright on. Don't talk about any of those things.
Perfect. Thank you, Manu. Okay, connections check. Kim, is there anyone else who's you're still trying to hunt down?
One second.
Okay, and then while you're doing that, I'm going to go through the scribe list. So my apologies, there's a Google link in there that, you know, I don't know why it broke, but we created a new scribes page. It's a little easier to go through. So these may be out of order with regard to who is most recently. But first up, I've got Adrian. Are you on the call, Adrian? Doesn't look, I'm not seeing him in the chat. Andrew Hughes. Are these backwards, Kim? Did you do it recently, Andrew?
I've never tried, so I can scribe today.
Okay, perfect. That was just my memory then that was backwards.
And I do have some more error codes. I have 510 and not 919, but that looks like another possible, someone dialing in through Skype.
919 is Dave Challoner.
Dave Challoner, thank you. And
we seem to be having.
What's that?
Go ahead, Kim.
I think 510. I think that's Austin. Anyone dialing in from Austin? Okay, we'll let that go.
510. So the things are getting choppy for me. I'm also seeing a lot of folks who seem to be connected and then dropping.
That's when LinPhone doesn't work, you get no audio.
Yeah.
So that's the pattern of people trying LinPhone and having it fail on their Macs.
Yeah, so there's some several folks there. I think Cedric got dropped that way. Alberto Elias got dropped that way. So there's been some email back and forth about this. I don't know that we have any closure, but Manu, I guess I'd like to take some time. Could you join us on Friday for the chairs call to discuss what our options are with the current system and maybe other systems?
I'm going to be in transit, Joe, but I can give a quick update. So we've asked for an update to the number of simultaneous channels we support. Right now we support 15-ish people calling in over the phone. That used to be enough, but we've got we're having like 30, 40 people show up to these calls now. So we've asked them to up it to 50 simultaneous phone callers, and they're just trying to find out how much it's going to cost us to do that. So we'll do that, but it's just taking them a while to get back with pricing information to us.
Okay. So thanks for that update. We'll check in next week. Hopefully we can get it go. It's too bad. I know this Cedric is part of the did off paper, so it's too bad he can't get in. Maybe hopefully he'll be able to find another way in.
Yeah, and I know there are a number of people that I just want to point out. I know there are a number of people that want to use Zoom. There are a number of issues with Zoom. So we've discussed that multiple times over the mailing list. The issue, there are just tons of issues there. So if you're going to say, please use Zoom, please address the issues with Zoom instead of just asking for Zoom.
And as a moderator, let's please not talk about Zoom right now. Happy to entertain those comments on the email list, and hopefully we'll get to the 50 and get that working, and that will be the easiest solution, I believe, Manu. So we'll try moving forward with that. Okay, agenda review. We're going to do our introductions, reintroductions. Not sure there's all that much new, but we'll talk about announcements. And current action items, current work items. And I'm missing a section, so I had some errors in here when I wrote this up. Namely, we have two work items that have been proposed, and we need to formally adopt them or not. One is did auth, so we can formally adopt that at the end after the introduction. The other is the Helsinki My Data thing. So we'll talk about that at the beginning of the status of work items. And then the bulk of the call today will be about the progress made on did auth at Rebooting Web of Trust, what was discussed, and sort of where that's going. And then we have new action items on the agenda. Usually we don't get to that, so we might need to update it. Okay, any information is on the agenda for today? Okay, not hearing anything. And no, oh, Kim? You're on the queue.
Oh, that was old. Sorry about that.
Okay. Okay. So introductions and reintroductions. Do we have anyone who's new on the call today who's not introduced themselves to our community?
Hey, this is Ed Eichold. I just really briefly came in through invitation of Digital Bazaar. I'm a founder of Pythia, which is a boutique VC company that's supporting the Archain blockchain ecosystem. So glad to be aboard, and we're fully supportive of decentralized self-sovereign ID standards, and have a small working group that are helping out towards that. So we're tuning in to W3C and other standards bodies and helping as we can.
Okay, thank you, Ed. Is there anyone else who's new today?
Yeah, hi, Sarah. This is Julia. I'm on call for the first time.
Okay, I broke up a little bit. Did you try to answer that? Kalia, can you hear me?
No, I couldn't actually hear you.
Yeah, it's super choppy. I think our bridge is failing miserably, sadly.
Nope, bridge is doing fine at 20%. Joe, you have some upstream issues, but I can hear folks like Kim just fine and other folks just fine. And Kalia, you may have some upstream audio issues or dial-in issues, I don't know.
Okay. So we'll queue you up for next time, Kalia. Okay. All right, so announcements. So we do have some, we have an event at IAW, April 3rd through 5th, and following that is the face-to-face meeting of the Verifiable Claims Working Group, one of our sister organizations.
I'm not able to understand you. You're totally talked.
Yeah. Chris, do you want to take over moderating? I'm not sure what my choppiness is. I don't know that I can fix it. Yes, I'll dial in. I mean, I'll try dialing in.
Joe, I can hear you just fine now. Are the people having an issue hearing you?
Yeah, all of a sudden you just got better.
Okay.
I'm not sure what changed.
Okay. Well, if it, I was going to say, if it gets choppy again, let me know. I'll pop out and dial back in on over my mobile.
Okay,
so I was mentioning IW26 is April 3rd through 5th, so that's just a couple weeks away. There, a bunch of us will be there. Following that, there is a face-to-face meeting of the Verifiable Claims Working Group, which is one of our sister groups within the W3C. We have on the plan a longer-term plan. I guess we need to get this adopted as a work item. I think it process-wise, we're still working through how these work items work. I need to give up more.
Sorry, we just noticed that whenever you decide to switch over, that you become clear. So something's changing. I don't know.
So I need to threaten to quit and then the network.
Yeah, I don't know. But whatever you're doing, it's much clearer now.
Okay. I think we need to adopt this as a work item, but we have talked about having a hackathon whose purpose is less for the implementers and more for introducing this technology to new developers so that they can come and play with it. So that's something we would like to do later in the summer. So I'm just prepping folks who are working with various different implementations and things that you would want to have other developers use. That's something we want to get in place for later in the summer, and I want to have a significant amount of support, not only in terms of marketing, but in terms of onboarding materials. So I don't want to rush that and, you know, have something that's more informal. I want to get the biggest bang for our buck now that we have a DID spec that's ready for implementation. Okay, I'm just checking the chat. Okay, any other announcements? I think those are all the ones I know of. We're going to move into talking about my data in Helsinki. Okay. So progress on current action items. So, speak up if you have something to say here. Mommy, we do still want some spec text training, but we haven't managed to schedule that. Kim, you're on the queue.
Yeah, I just noticed that we had a couple of action items that we added last week. For example, preparation around TPAC in fall, I guess. I noticed that we didn't carry them over to the action item list. So mm-hmm. I'll make sure to update that for next week just so we can make sure to track them.
Okay, that's right. Yeah, so there was a question that Sarah's just got pinged to see if we're going to do something at TPAC as a community group. Manu, can I put you on the spot? Do you think that's something we should try and put on our list?
What specifically at TPAC? It's CCG.
As CCG.
I think it would be, so yes. We should say yes now and then back out later if we don't need to use the space. I have a feeling that we're going to need to do a lot of DID-related things, and that means we have to introduce the W3C members to decentralized identifiers and why the working group's spinning up and all that kind of stuff. So as many opportunities as we can create at TPAC, we should do that so that people that miss the first, introduction to it can have the introduction in the CCG and so on and so forth. So say yes.
Okay, perfect. So we'll say yes, and then that's something we can talk about on Friday, and definitely let's prepare well. Okay. Anything else, Kim?
That was actually all I was going to say. It was mostly preparation work around DIDs to get support at the next TPAC meeting. So I pasted them in there. I lost formatting, of course, but they're going to go on the permanent list of action items so that we don't lose track.
Okay, great. Thank you, Kim. Okay, so work items. Kim, did you want to report in on the educational occupational verification credentials?
Oh yes, we're having our first meeting this Thursday. Actually, it's at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern time. So this is the first meeting of the Educational Occupational Verifiable Credentials Group. And I think I sent out an agenda. I can't remember exactly what we said, but I think the first meeting is going to be mostly around, setting priorities for the work items that we take on as part of the CCG group. As we talked about last week, we've already made progress on one of those work items, which would be the Open Badges Verifiable Credentials Alignment. So we're not going to deep dive on that the first meeting, although that will be one of our highest priorities for work item follow-up. At first, actually, we're just curious to get a feel from the group for what are their priorities, what are the most actionable things we can take on. And so I'll resend that invitation in case anyone missed it.
Okay, great. Thanks, Kim. And just a note on time, for those of you who made it today, if you're in Europe, we are dealing with the summertime slew. So daylight savings time started early in the U.S. relative to Europe. So just remember to take that into account if you want to make that 9 a.m. call. On status of work items, we have two new work items under consideration. One is DDoS, which we're going to talk about in more detail, and after that we will formally ask for consensus around adopting this as a work item. And to adopt something as a work item, we just need to have someone who's going to take the lead on it. If it's a paper, that's basically going to be the editor in this case. I guess it would be at least one editor. For Helsinki and my data, that person really is going to be the producer. So let's talk about Helsinki. So Marcus proposed that we do something in Helsinki, maybe something with rebooting Web of Trust. So we wanted to separate those two actions, since technically this community group doesn't control the rebooting Web of Trust.
So you're going to have to call back. We're not getting you now. You've descended into chop.
Okay, thank you. Chris or Kim, could you introduce what our thoughts were about Helsinki and where we're going with that?
Sure. So we've been invited to participate in Helsinki. Both as the proposal from Marcus on doing a panel or something at the event that would be DID, W3C credential community, but also rebooting has been asked to possibly host some kind of salon or something of that nature there. So. What we want to do is talk specifically about the W3C credentials proposal from Marcus, and maybe we should just go ahead and pass the mic to Marcus to tell us a little bit about what your thoughts are and your proposal.
Yeah, sorry, it was really hard to understand you and Joe the last few minutes. I don't know, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay. So I know you were talking about Helsinki, but I don't really know what you were talking about. I can give you an update. So the idea was to have some kind of session about DIDs, right? And I sent a message to the mailing list, and several people responded. Thank you, Kim and Ruben. So would be good to have maybe three or four people who are actually working on DIDs, implementing them, to be at that conference and present what they're doing. We'll be in the audience. There will be a lot of people also who don't really know what DIDs are, so probably we would have one introductory session, someone who would just explain what the ADs are and how they are important, and then we could have several people like, I don't know, Kim or Ruben, or I know several sovereign people will be there, and they could talk about a little bit about their specific Git method and what they are doing with Git, and the overall message of the session would be good to show that this is interoperability actually working, right? People doing different things with DADs, but it's all interoperable. So it would be a mix of introducing DADs in the beginning, and then showing a few concrete examples, concrete Git methods or Git tools, resolvers, whatever that people are working on.
Excellent. Thank you, Marcus. So the chairs would definitely like to support this. So I think, I guess process-wise, I'm checking in with Kim and Chris, that given that there's clearly enough support, I think this becomes a work item. I don't think we actually need a whole vote, right?
I don't believe so. I mean, the basic premise is that if there are sufficient people, then they can do that. So.
Perfect. So.
And it's not a technical work item. It's a
right.
You know, it's a process work item.
So the chairs definitely support this, and we want to support you, Marcus. So we are adopting this as a work item to help you put that presentation together, and that may include helping you put together a slide deck or materials, and certainly helping wrangle the people. So let's use the mailing list, and we will touch in on this call and reach out to folks. So you're the lead on this, Marcus. But we are at your service to help you make that a great panel.
Thank you. And just quick comment, there's also an open call for proposals if there's anyone who wants to propose other topics to be covered at the conference, it's possible too.
Yeah, and
okay.
If you're planning on attending, please let us know, because they're also, you know, making a request about doing a rebooting, mini rebooting salon-ish type thing. So the more people we know that are going to be there, the more effort we can put into considering that. So we don't know. We haven't committed to it. They have asked. So let us know if you're going.
Okay, great. Okay, any other work items before we move on to DidAuth? Any just updates on status? I don't have an update on mine. Data minimization conversation, the registries process, some of the registries. Kim already checked in. Okay. All right. So we're going to move on to DidAuth, and I think Marcus, this week is becoming the Marcus Sabadillo show. You were the one who first responded to my email to the authors of the DidAuth topic paper, and you, in your email you listed a bunch of stuff that you would like to go over. So if you could lead us through that, and by all means paste into the IRC any URLs that would be useful for folks to look at as you talk through it, that would be great. So for those of you who may not be familiar with DidAuth, it's at the top level, very simple. It's using DIDs for some sort of authentication. And there's a great conversation at Rebooting Web of Trust about what types of authentication we might use it for. And you know, is it just browser-based, or is it more than just browser, and how does all of that work? And with that limited introduction, I'll hand it to you, Marcus, to give us more technical reading on what folks talked about at RWA and where things are going.
Yeah, I think what you just said is basically the essence of it. DidAuth at the core is easy to explain. It means some kind of process or ceremony where you prove control of a DID. But then it gets quite complicated. This is my impression from the conversations we've been having. It gets quite complex when you cover different scenarios and different use cases. So like you said, for example, there's There's browser-based authentication, logging in to a website. There's service-to-service authentication where you have a client SDK, for example, connecting to an API over a secure channel using Bits as for authentication. There are different flows involving browser plugins and mobile devices and QR codes that you may scan and so there are different flows and scenarios, but then there are also different ways of proving control of the DAT, right? So it can happen with a signature or cryptographic proof, but it can also happen through some kind of biometric protocol that Jack, for example, was working on. So I think my impression is we still need to do some work defining the scope and working on an outline what exactly DDoS is about. And right now there are three resources that are interesting. It's the it's a topic paper that Kyle submitted, and then there's a topic paper that I submitted to Rebooting the Web of Trust, and then there is a draft paper from Rebooting the Web of Trust, which I think has seven contributors. And so the work items there, I think from my perspective, but maybe others have opinions too, but from my perspective, it's about defining first the scope and what kind of flows and protocols DDoS includes and what does it not include, right? So for example, if I send an email and I sign that email with the private key associated with my DAT, right? I just send you a signed email, but I don't use my PGP key. I use my DID key, and your email agent can then validate the signature on my email. Is that DDoS, or is that not DDoS anymore? Right, so it's these kind of discussions that I think are standard at the beginning.
Okay, great. Can we dig up those URLs? I'm sure multiple folks on the call could help find those topic papers and the draft.
Yes.
So very cool. Was there anyone else at the in the RDev? Oh, there are some others in the queue. So Chris just joined up. So let me ask Marcus. You ready to support some other input, Marcus?
Yes, please.
Okay, go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, I guess one is a question. You know, before the meeting, there were a lot of people that were questioning what exactly was DDoS and not DDoS and things of that nature. You know, did you feel like there was some reconciliation of that at Rebooting? Some consistency or whatever, and are there some people still that have a completely different perception of what DDoS is? And sort of my secondary question is, you know, maybe we wish to modify the abstract for this to focus on maybe more requirements. I mean, that was kind of a useful thing for DIDs where, you know, the first paper that was published on DIDs was actually the requirements paper more than an actual spec. So some thoughts, and that's it.
Okay. Kyle, I see you on the queue.
Yeah, so I just wanted to kind of give a little update based upon my take of what I saw happen. I think we were able to scope it down pretty well to the idea of authentication does not include, or DDoS does not include authorization. It focuses only on authentication. And it can be done in a few different ways, which I think is the concern. And so I kind of wanted to bring up the discussion of how do we do basically a interoperable communication protocol in order for authentication to work, because I think that we're going to end up finding that's going to be the heart of where a lot of these issues lie. Isn't so much about the key aspect and stuff, but I think defining the requirements will kind of extract these things out so that we can look at it and see how do we get everybody's view of DDoS to be able to get down to a core requirement, and then kind of similar to how DIDs did method specs, where implementations would have their own method specs as well.
Okay. Very cool.
I guess to finish it with the question, which is basically, what do you guys see as a potential concern with messaging?
I'm sorry, I just got speaking to your chat right now for a minute.
Well, the question is,
that's completely intelligible. Looks like some other people are still having a problem.
I'm sorry, you're hard to hear.
I'm sorry. Was that Buzzes? Or was that Ryan? I'm a little confused on that. Okay, fun times with our technology.
Okay, Mark, I totally understand you, Joe. I will take over the
recording. And I'm also stopping you, because we can't hear you at all, Chris.
So can't hear you, Joe. Marcus, can you, you have any replies to the comments so far or thoughts about limiting the scope to authentication and or limiting the scope to requirements or both, or any other thoughts?
I don't think anyone heard anything up until any other thoughts, Chris. That's where it became clear for me.
Wow, we're all going, getting,
yeah, it's,
and I'm
it's,
on the
it
I'm
seems
on
like
the
we're wall. We're all back. I don't know what happened, but could you paraphrase what you just said, Chris?
Yeah, I was just wanting to ask Marcus if he was up for considering limiting kind of the subgroup, the work item, to be focused specifically on authentication. Is that a sufficient limitation, or are there some people who really have to have authorization? The question is, are you up to modify the proposal yet for this to be focused on requirements, or do you guys really need to have the next step? So just your thoughts on these two limitations.
Hey, Marcus, can you hear me?
Hey, we can. So anyone that's dialed in via SIP can hear anyone else just fine. It's the upstream audio provider. So if you dialed in via phone, we are now 400% over We're 400% over committed on our incoming lines. So all the VoIP people can hear, anyone that's on SIP can hear everyone just fine, but the people that dialed in via voice, it's too much for that connection to handle. So we can drop off to, we could probably drop off to IRC and communicate through there.
Okay, so if, I don't know if Marcus is on SIP or if he's still there.
Marcus, can you hear us?
Yeah, I'm here, but I can't hear you.
Okay.
Yeah, and Marcus is choppy for me as well. Marcus, are you through SIP?
Hey, man, are you on the line still?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
I'm trying to get
you. It's just like the surge in bandwidth usage has solved itself.
Yeah. Yeah, wherever the issue is, it's our upstream VoIP provider, it seems like. And Andrew, where are you based geographically? Just so I...
I'm in Victoria, British Columbia.
Okay.
And I'm using OnSIP, right. Using the RTC to their server-based SIP clients.
Right. So that's one of the worst sorts of delays, and we can hear you just fine here.